Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that over the past week, the entire nation witnessed one of the most stunning political fails in modern American history? A complete demolition of the Democrat Party's most cherished weapon, and it happened in broad daylight for everyone to see. After fleeing Texas like political refugees for over a week, House Democrats have finally surrendered and are returning home, but not before Republicans dealt them a crushing blow that will reshape American politics for years to come. The Texas Senate has passed the new congressional map that officially flips 5 Democrat seats to Republican, and as their own failed antics proved this week, there's absolutely nothing the Democrats can do to stop it. This isn't just another political win. This is the moment Republicans finally decided to fight fire with fire, using the Democrats' own gerrymandering playbook against them. And the results are absolutely devastating. And the meltdowns that the Democrats are suffering today says it all. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world. So if you want a front row seat each and every day on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, then make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It's being called the Great Texas Democrat Spectacular Fail. After fleeing their own state, abandoning their sworn duties and hiding out in the single most gerrymandered state in the nation, Illinois, in their own hypocritical protest of Texas's supposed gerrymandering, the Texas House Democrats have admitted total and complete defeat. Now, of course, they're doing their best to desperately try to spin this as a win, but even the legacy media is wincing at the cringeworthy attempts at gaslighting here, made all the more obvious against the backdrop of the Texas Senate passing the redistricting map just yesterday, making the 5 GOP seat pickup in the state inevitable. And once again, not to be outdone, Democrats in the Texas Senate stormed out of the chambers as well in the face of this colossal loss. Once again, the entire nation is watching these supposed defenders of democracy refuse to participate in the democratic process. And to make matters even worse, the irony in all of this is so thick you could cut it with a knife. Democrats are the undisputed champions of gerrymandering, and the data proves it beyond any shadow of a doubt. In Illinois, 44% of the population voted for Trump. 44%. 54% voted for Harris. But Democrats somehow hold 82% of the U.S. House seats in Illinois. So Republicans have just 18% representation despite nearly 44% of the vote. It's even worse in greasy-haired Newsom's California. Despite the fact that 40% of the state votes Republican, 83% of the state is represented by Democratic seats. Meanwhile, Texas, supposedly the GOP's gerrymandering poster child, actually has a smaller partisan gap than any of these Democrat strongholds. Republicans won 56% of the presidential vote, but they hold 66% of congressional seats. That's a 10-point advantage that's far more proportionate than what Democrats have cooked up in their own states. But the moment Republicans decided to play for keeps and play by the Democrats' rules, well, suddenly it's now an attack on democracy and the very foundations of our republic. Now, for me, the big win here has to go to Governor Greg Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton. Okay, these two were frankly brilliant throughout this whole ridiculous stunt. They didn't just call the Democrats bluff. They destroyed their entire strategy with surgical precision. So Governor Abbott made it clear from day one that he would call special session after special session until the new maps were finally passed, telling Democrats they would need literally to stay out of Texas until 2027 or 2028 to stop them. Both Abbott and Paxton used the full force of Texas law against these runaway legislatures. They issued civil arrest warrants for absent Democrats. They imposed $500 per day fines for every day they refuse to show up back in Austin. They stopped their direct deposit payments. They literally froze their bank accounts, forcing them to return to Texas to collect their paychecks. They cut off the Beto Bucks, Beto O'Rourke's PAC that was funding their little excursion. And they're taking legal action now to remove these Democrats from office entirely for abandoning their constitutional duty and vacating their seats. So this is smash mouth politics. This is how you fight back against political theater with real consequences and unwavering determination. And all you have to do is see how Beto O'Rourke is absolutely melting down over all of this, just to see how effective it all really was. Take a look at this.
We are in a basketball game right now, if you'll excuse the metaphor, where the refs have left the arena. And the other side is just clobbering the shit out of us, just punching us in the face, kicking us in the nuts. And we're kind of throwing our hands up and we're asking the crowd, the people of America, hey, do you see what's going on here? This is unfair. This isn't the rules that we agreed to play by. Well, who cares about the rules right now? Punch back, kick back, dunk over their heads, and win some power.
Yeah, so that's the very definition of a meltdown there. A meltdown that is the result of seeing your entire political world implode right before your very eyes. I mean, think about that. That gang, seriously, I know he's a perpetual loser, but that is nevertheless a major representative of the Democratic Party, a former presidential candidate, or at least for the primaries and nomination. That is a major representative of the Democratic Party who thinks dropping F-bombs and encouraging his fellow Democrats to disregard and disobey the law is the path forward in all of this. Again, I've argued numerous times over the last 10 days or so, but these antics by the Texas Democrats, fleeing Texas Democrats, evidence a party in abject decline. This is a dying party. It's a party that's staring into the political abyss, and it doesn't know how to respond by anything other than absurd hysterics. But did you know, if you can believe it, this almost didn't happen. Texas Republicans did not want to redistrict. Just a couple of months back, they originally did not want to take on the Democrats like that, like this. But then something happened that quite literally changed everything. Hey gang, I'll be the first to admit that bad habits can be a struggle for anyone, your Patriot professor included. And when I hear about a good solution to solving a bad habit I know many people deal with, I can't wait to share it with my audience. What if I told you that there was an enjoyable and fun alternative to one of the most prevalent bad habits in our society? Well, that's where Fume comes in. This new flavored air device is quickly becoming the new alternative to those old choices. Well, I got something that's not only thoughtful, but also super useful, thanks to today's sponsor, Fume. Whether you're helping someone build better habits or just want to give them something fun and relaxing, Fume makes an awesome gift for everyone. It's an award-winning flavored air device with phenomenal flavor, and it's a guilt-free option with non-toxic flavors like maple pepper and white cranberry and crisp mint. It's like having your favorite sweets and knowing you could feel good about it. And the best part about Fume is that it fills a void when you're trying to kick those nasty habits. And it's one more way that courageous conservatives could fight against the left and their agenda to keep Americans down. You should seriously give Fume a try. They conduct third-party studies, they have amazing quality control of their products, and they're developed with real doctors right here in the USA. Fall is right around the corner, so head to tryfume.com/Steve Turley and use code Steve Turley, all one word, to get a free Fume topper when you order a journey pack. Again, tryfume.com/Steve Turley or just scan the QR code on screen to grab yours now. What makes this story so fascinating is actually the behind-the-scenes drama that led to this moment. Initially, Governor Abbott and most of the Texas GOP congressional delegation, they were frankly reluctant to pursue mid-decade redistricting. They were playing it safe. They're trying to be the honorable Republicans who follow norms and protocol while Democrats run wild. Then President Trump got involved. After discussion with the White House, Trump personally called Abbott, and suddenly the redistricting effort was full steam ahead. Now, this is real leadership. Trump, like Reagan before him during the Cold War, recognized that this is not the time to simply seek to gain an advantage over your political opponent. This is the time to destroy your political opponent. This is the time to consign your political opponent to the ash heap of history. And the irony is that Trump and Texas are simply using the Democrats' own tactics against them. So, for example, take a look at these two congressional maps side by side. Okay, if you're listening by way of our 20 million podcast downloads, it's Texas and Illinois side by side. Which one looks as if their blue districts have been intentionally manipulated? Which one looks organic and which one looks like abstract art? Completely artificial, right? I mean, you see the irony in all of this. Texas isn't doing anything that solid blue states haven't done themselves for years. This is why all the threats by blue state governors like greasy-haired Gavin Newsom to retaliate against what Texas is doing, they're all bark and no bite. First off, most of these blue states have already gerrymandered themselves to death. They've gone as far as they can. There's simply no more Democrat seats for them to invent. But secondly, these governors don't have the same unilateral power that Greg Abbott wields in Texas. They have committees, they have commissions, they have bureaucratic processes that make quick action on redistricting nearly impossible. Meanwhile, Abbott can call special session every 30 days with the stroke of a pen if he wants. He has tremendous flexibility and power. So this Texas triumph represents something much bigger in the end than redistricting. It really is a template for how conservatives can start winning again all across the nation if they will simply use the political power available to them. For too long, Republicans have been the party of principled losers, following rules and decorum that Democrats abandoned decades ago. The Texas model shows what happens when conservatives stop apologizing for wanting to win, use every legal tool at their disposal, apply sustained pressure until victory is achieved, expose liberal hypocrisy with facts and data, and fight back against a ridiculous legacy media with truth. This is the kind of political courage that built the MAGA movement, and it's exactly what we need more of across the country. The new Texas maps don't just add 5 Republican seats. They fundamentally shift the political calculus for the entire House of Representatives for the foreseeable future. With Republicans already holding a narrow majority, these additional seats give Speaker Mike Johnson a strong firewall that'll make it nearly impossible for Democrats to get congressional power back. What we've witnessed in Texas is a preview of the new MAGA political reality. The age of one-sided political warfare is ending. Republicans are finally learning to fight back with the same intensity and strategic thinking that Democrats have employed for decades. And Democrats have no idea how to respond effectively. Remember, principles without power are just pretty words. Texas Republicans have shown that you can be both principled and effective, both constitutional and victorious. The Democrats' entire strategy relied on Republicans being too nice to fight back effectively. That calculation just proved catastrophically wrong. When faced with real consequences and unwavering determination, the Democrats' resistance collapsed like a house of cards. Governor Abbott, President Trump, and Texas Republicans have delivered a masterclass in political strategy that should be studied and replicated across the country. They've shown that when conservatives stop apologizing for wanting to win and start using every tool at their disposal, victory isn't just possible, victory is inevitable. The message to Democrats is crystal clear. The era of consequence-free political theater is over. Welcome to the new rules of the game. Ironically, the very ones Democrats wrote. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted. It isn't safe. And it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real. It's raw. And it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.